With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The Environmental Protection Agency today unveiled a final cleanup deal for Butte, marking a crucial turning point in the decades-long Superfund saga of Montana's mining city. Nora Sachs with Montana Public Radio's Richest Hill podcast reports.
More than a century of copper mining in Butte helped electrify America and win both world wars. But it also left behind a huge toxic mess that earned the city Superfund site designation in the 1980s. In 2017, President Trump's Environmental Protection Agency put Butte on its Superfund emphasis list, vowing to move the languishing cleanup forward. At the Finland Hotel in Butte, Regional Administrator Gregory Sopkin revealed that a final cleanup deal between EPA, the county, state, and former oil company Atlantic Richfield had been reached.
Today we are announcing and we are celebrating a proposal that will help bring closure to nearly four decades of Superfund activity in Butte.
In the long-awaited Superfund deal, Atlantic Richfield will spend more than $150 million to permanently clean up the rest of Butte's contaminated soil and water and build a 120-acre green space in the historic Silver Bow Creek corridor. The legally and financially binding Superfund settlement comes in the midst of President Trump's proposal to drastically cut both the budget of EPA and the Superfund program. Butte Silver Bow's Council of Commissioners has to now vote to approve the Superfund deal before it can be submitted to a federal court for review. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.